James Allen with you, and we have a special guest joining us here today. Dr. Brittany Waletzko is a board-certified family medicine physician and one of two family medicine doctors now seeing patients and providing quality primary health care right here in Albert Lea. From prenatal care to childhood vaccinations to Medicare physicals, Dr. Waletzko and Dr. Heine take care of all ages of patients, from infants to teenagers, young adults, middle-aged, and senior citizens, and are now currently taking new patients at the Albert Lea Family Medicine at the Mason City Clinic, located conveniently at the Northbridge Mall. Now, this is a temporary location until they move the Family Medicine Clinic to the new Mercy One Clinic being built in Albert Lea, also at the Northbridge Mall, set to open the summer of 2021. So today, a pleasure to get to know Dr. Waletzko. Dr. Waletzko, welcome to the program and welcome to Albert Lea.
Thank you so much, James. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to Albert Lea to practice family medicine in our community here.
Well, I grew up in a little town called Albany, Minnesota. It's best known for its Dairy Queen golf course and four gas stations. It doesn't feel too far from here, just a bit north. I always say if you threw a dart at the center of the state, you'd be right about there. I went to college in Northfield at St. Olaf College, and then ended up wanting to do a DO school, or a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine school, for a couple reasons. I had heard the camaraderie between the students was pretty great, and I was interested in learning some extra skills with my hands via manipulation, which is something the DO schools offer. So that's how I ended up in Des Moines for my medical school experience. And after that, ended up moving to Mason City, Iowa for my family medicine residency. So just working my way north here. I met with Dr. Mock, who was a physician within the Mercy One network, who was instrumental in getting the Albert Lea healthcare project going and kind of starting that dialogue with the community. And she had called me to her office just over a year ago. I thought I had been in trouble, actually. I was a chief resident at the time and wasn't sure what it was she wanted to talk to me about. And she said, you know, I think you should consider starting your practice in Albert Lea. And to be honest, I wasn't sure what to think at first, because as a new doctor with a new project, I thought that might be too much to bite off and chew right away. So I wasn't sure, but I came up for just over a year ago, a wonderful interview at the Three Oaks Winery. I met Dr. Heine. I met members of the Albert Lea Healthcare Coalition, and there was just this wonderful sense of energy and mission and purpose. And I was really quite swept away by it all, to be completely honest. And the wine at Three Oaks Winery certainly helped. So I I enjoyed getting to know members of the community that night, and just ended up coming home and reflecting on what it was that I wanted in my career. What did I want to do? What sort of impact did I want to make? You know, especially as a new physician, thinking, well, what can I expect from myself? What goals do I want to set? And I was reminded of somebody I had read about in medical school. There's a doctor by the name of Pamela Weibel who writes about physician burnout and physician suicide. And one of the things she likes to talk about is this ideal medical clinic. And that concept is the community comes together, the people, and they decide what it is they want in their health care. What do they want it to look like? They help shape it. They're instrumental in that. It comes from the community. And I was thinking of that as I was hearing about the Albert Lea Healthcare Coalition, thinking this is exactly what they did. They looked at what they were missing in their community or what could be improved and articulated that. And that's how this concept was born. That's how this clinic was born. That's how this relationship with Mason City Clinic and later with Mercy One came about, was really the community coming together and articulating what it was that they wanted. And So it really seemed like an opportunity for me to fit into their mission, to, you know, even looking out for myself as a long, you know, with a long career ahead of me, somewhere that I could see myself being happy and fulfilled as a part of a community that really knows what it wants. And I also saw it as an opportunity to live out some of my passions, which are, you know, addressing healthcare disparities in rural areas and providing prenatal and maternal care in rural areas. So really, it was a good fit for all of those reasons. I know that was kind of a wandering answer to your question, but it covers a lot of ground.
Well, and it's interesting that sometimes opportunities present themselves at the perfect moment for what you really want to do and to achieve. So maybe we should ask this, just what do you offer at the Albert Lee Family Medicine at the Mason City Clinic for the community? Mm-hmm. What types of patients that you would like to see? And even, you know, what type of patients would you more likely see, you know, in this day and age, telemedicine versus coming in for an office visit?
Sure. Well, as a true family medicine office, we do see patients of all ages. I've got a baby less than a month old that I've been seeing, and of course we have some elderly patients as well and everyone in between. We welcome people who are very up-to-date on their care and, you know, in need of lab work or what have you. We're able to draw blood here. Or I also welcome people who can't remember for the life of them when the last time they set foot in a doctor's office. We've been fortunate to have a good relationship with some with the Well at Work clinic here in town, and we've seen some patients from there as well. So patients of all types are welcomed. I'm glad you brought up the telemedicine, because that is really a great opportunity that, you know, while many things are, there are some downsides to the pandemic for sure, telemedicine has been really advanced because of it. It's a tool that existed before, but thankfully we've been able to expand on it and really capitalize on it. So telemedicine is excellent for a few different types of visits. I like to use it with my patients for follow-ups, if I've seen them in the office and we started a new medication, or if they've been having, you know, we're not sure, is their blood pressure just elevated here in the office, or is it elevated at home too? If I've seen them and we've kind of established a relationship, we can follow up on the phone. That way they don't have to, you know, make the extra effort to come in for something really fairly quick to address. The way that works is you will get sent a link on your smartphone, and then that link opens a secure chat, which can involve video. So it's very convenient. We can meet you where you are. You can be at your work. You can be at home. And it fits right in with your day. And you know, if I'm running behind, then we can communicate that to the patient, and we're not wasting any of their time, and I really think that's a great tool. Telemedicine can be available for initial visits if they are unable to come to the office for some reason. You know, there are different extenuating circumstances, so we can do an initial visit via telemedicine if there are no other options. And since we're currently a quote, well clinic, so we are not really seeing patients that have fevers, cough, et cetera, if there are concerns for, you know, acute symptoms that maybe they couldn't get into urgent care or they couldn't get into another clinic, we can kind of start by addressing the problem via telemedicine, so avoiding that exposure to our current patients in the office while also addressing their questions and then kind of determining what needs to be next in the course of care, you know, something like a sinus issue might be able to take care of over telemedicine, but in other cases we may need to do an exam or direct them to mm-hmm. a place where they can get a chest x-ray or something to that end. So
sure.
Telemedicine has been a great tool in this pandemic, not only to, you know, actually reach people we might not otherwise reach, but also increase convenience as well. And I hope that continues even after we're moving on with the pandemic.
Dr. Brittany Waletzko, our guest, she is at the Albert Lee Family Medicine at the Mason City Clinic, Northbridge Mall here in Albert Lee. And Dr. Waletzko, there's some new data out from Blue Cross Blue Shield that shows that up to 9 million children across the nation are likely to miss their routine vaccinations in 2020, or did miss them in 2020. About 26% fewer vaccinations than were given out in 2019, And according to the report, 40% of parents said their child had missed a vaccination in the last year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, these are vaccinations for all preventable diseases like measles, whooping cough, polio. Why, Dr. Letzko, is it important to get these vaccinations now versus maybe waiting a bit?
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's a very important topic, and I've seen that in my practice myself with patients that have been hesitant to schedule just routine appointments. What I will say is that vaccines overall as a group are such an important tool in boosting the immune system at the age when the person is most vulnerable to that disease. And that goes for children and elderly patients and everybody in between. I've been helping cover urgent care down in Mason City, and one of the staff members had been recounting to me when she was quite a bit younger, her son's experience with rotavirus as a toddler that ended up resulting in that child being in the hospital. And those stories just remind me that the landscape for childhood disease used to be quite a bit different, even a few decades ago. So each of those vaccines has a purpose, and the best way to stay protected is to stay on schedule. And what that goes for, our elderly patients who may be coming up for a shingles vaccine for the first time, to hearing lots of stories of family members and what have you that have had negative experiences with that virus. So we have these great tools to prevent those diseases. And even though there are some exceptions, I know that with the internet and access to different forms of information, there may be some hesitancy, there may be questions. And I just very much welcome that. Patients can come in for an appointment or give us a phone call, and we can talk about those things. I think it's important to address those concerns head on so we can make sure that the population is as healthy as possible. That's what we're here for.
And speaking of all this happening during a time of COVID-19, what sort of safety protocols do you have in place for making and then going to appointments at the Albert Lea Family Medicine Clinic?
So we recommend anybody planning to come on down to call first. That way we can kind of minimize the number of people outside of the clinic. Being in this temporary location in the mall has some challenges space-wise, so we want to be conscious of that and follow all recommended public health protocols that are around at this time. So we recommend that you call. I know we'll be mentioning the number here again, but the number is 507-473-2249. Encourage you to call, make an appointment. When you come to the clinic, please wear a mask, and you can stay outside of the clinic. It's a big glass storefront, so we see you there. We ask that the patients wait outside to be screened, and then they will be brought in by nursing at the appropriate time. Here in the clinic, we wear masks and shields as per our protocol. And as we mentioned earlier, we are not making a routine of seeing acute symptomatic patients right now. Mm-hmm. So everybody coming in has been screened. No one with a fever or a cough generally is coming in. If there are no other options, we can bring them in at the end of the day so they're not exposing other patients. So we do encourage you to make those regular visits now, because we are kind of uniquely positioned to address those things, given that we are a well clinic right now. And if they're not able to get in elsewhere, we have availability.
Very good. This might be a little bit of crystal ball looking, but how do you see your presence in Albert Lea evolving over time, especially as the transition takes place into the new Mercy One office coming up mm-hmm. this summer?
Mm-hmm. It's exciting to think about. It really is. When I think about what my dreams were for what I wanted in my career and kind of what's coming up with Mercy One's relationship with Albert Lea, I'm really excited about what's to come. I hope I'll be around for many years. We'll see these different stages put together with the Albert Lea Healthcare Coalition, as our clinic grows from just Dr. Heine and I to include more providers to eventually having the outpatient surgery center and multiple specialties all in the same clinic together, offer that immense convenience and expertise to our patients. I'm excited for all of those stages. I hope to be involved in some education opportunities in the community. I think growing up, I didn't always have there's no one in my family that's in medicine, so I was a bit of a shot in the dark for for me. So if there's an opportunity to be involved in a career day or to give a short lecture, either at the whatever school level needs perhaps a health related topic, I hope to be involved in those things. I know Dr. Heine at some point had been involved in a program called Walk with a Doc, where you sign up to go on just like a walk around the lake with a physician and ask questions and just kind of chat about things. So we're both looking forward to initiating those things post-pandemic or with additional measures, but then looking for those opportunities to really become familiar faces in the community. And as we talked earlier about Albert Lea really coming together to make this happen, I hope we maintain that open communication as we grow with the community, with the coalition, because that's the dream, to really be in touch with your community. And we aspire to be a template for the rest of the state, for other rural practices that are kind of going through a crisis of who is managing healthcare in those areas and what accessibility points there are, telemedicine, et cetera. Perhaps what we're doing here might be a worthwhile thing to look at for other communities that are trying to decide, what the next steps in their healthcare future are going to be.
Yeah, very good. Maybe just real quick, I know you mentioned the phone number earlier, but how can people make an appointment with you and Dr. Heine? What's the best way to go about that?
The best way is to give us a call. Again, that number is 507-473-2249. Our lovely clinic manager or patient services representative will speak with you and schedule an appointment. If something else is needed, such as release of records or potentially setting up a virtual visit, they can take care of that for you. We are not offering online scheduling at this time. When we move down to our new facility, that will be available as well. But for now, the best way is to call. You can, if needed, to stop by the office, but we'd ask that you kind of wave to us from the outside so we can come screen you before bringing you in.
All right. Very good, Dr. Brittany. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for your time today. Pleasure getting to know you, at least from a distance here, and the type of quality health care you and Dr. Heine both offering now here in Albert Lea. Again, for everybody, if you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Waletzko or Dr. Heine for your annual physical, your children's vaccinations, prenatal care, and more, you can call 507-473-2249. That's 507-473-2249. And remember, they're conveniently located in the Northbridge Mall, 2580 Bridge Avenue, right here in Albert Lea. Dr. Brittany Waletzko, thank you again so much for your time here today.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed being here.
All right. Bye-bye.